Then he assigned our work. No trifle for my own. I walled the city massively in well-cut stone to make the place impregnable. You herded cattle, slow and dark amid the upland vales of Ida's wooded ridges. When the seasons happily brought to an end our term of hire, barbaric Laomedon kept all wages from us and forced us out with vile threats to bind us hand and foot, he said, and send us in a slave ship to islands overseas, but first to crop our ears with a bronze knife. So we departed, burning inwardly for payment he had promised and not made. For this you coddle his people now? You are not willing, like the rest of us, to see the Trojans in their pride, with wives and children, come utterly to ruin and to grief. The lord of distant archery, Apollo, answered, Lord of earthquake, sound of mind, you could not call me if I strove with you for the sake of mortals, poor things that they are. Ephemeral as the flame-like budding leaves, men flourish on the ripe wheat of the grainland. Then, in spiritless age, they waste and die. We should give up our fighting over men. Let men themselves contend with one another. On this he turned away. He would not face his father's brother hand to hand. And now he was derided by his sister, Lady Artemis, huntress of wild beasts, who had her stinging word. In full retreat, are you, yielding victory to Poseidon, making him pay nothing for his glory? Idiot! Why do you have your useless bow? I'll never let you brag again in Father's Hall among the gods that you'll oppose Poseidon in the battle. To this Archer Apollo made no answer. But Hera, Zeus's consort, did, in anger. How can you think to face me, shameless bitch? A hard enemy I'll be for you, although you carry a bow, and Zeus has made of you a lioness to women. You have leave to put to death any you choose. No matter, better to rend wild beasts on mountainsides and woodland deer than fight a stronger goddess. If you want lessons in war, then you can learn how I excel you, though you face me. Here she took hold of the wrists of Artemis in her left hand. With her right hand she snatched her quiver and bow and boxed her ears with them, smiling to see her duck her head as arrows showered from the quiver. Artemis ran off in tears as a wild dove, attacked by a diving hawk, will fly to a hollow rock, a narrow cleft where she cannot be taken. So, weeping, she took flight and left her bow.